I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Asian Access reports that their team survived Japan's quake safely. However, there are several partners who have likely been severely affected, but communications are limited. The team is confident that God will use the faith of these believers to reach out to the hurting in the community. A note of interest, 6 days ago, the leaders were part of an all-day training to help Christians in Japan be prepared to respond in case of an earthquake. Pray with them as they act as the hands and feet of Christ. Next, Lent is underway. It's a time of penitence, a time to cleanse the soul, and a time of serious reflection. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart explains, this year's Carnival was to boost low morale prior to the March 20th polls. Voters will be electing a new president and a new parliament, so keep praying for the country. The challenges as Haiti rebuilds itself can be met with the gospel.
Changes in Haiti are going to have to take place through the hearts of the Haitian people first. And hopefully that's the era that we've entered. So we can pray that God strengthens his stand through them.
And in Guatemala, domestic abuse is a huge problem. Corby Dukes with Kids Alive International says their home, The Oasis, takes traumatized girls out of threatening situations. Trust is difficult, but girls often open up to the gospel.
There's just no better model of the gospel for a child who's been given the worst to say they want the best for their abuser.
You can help these girls through sponsorship or through a trip. There's information at our website. However you help.
The Christian community cannot stay silent about abuse, because when somebody's abusing a kid, Jesus says, it's as if they're abusing me.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.